How long you live may depend on where you live. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein explains the new research that documents a big and widening gap of lifespans, more numbers that spell out the country's inequality.
Health experts have known for a long time that Americans living in different parts of the country tend to have different lifespans. But Christopher Murray of the University of Washington decided to take a closer look at that problem. So he analyzed records from every U.S. county between 1980 and 2014.
What we found is that the gap is enormous. The gap is 20.1 years between the lowest and the highest life expectancy.
People in counties with the longest lifespans tend to live to be about 87, while people living in places with the shortest only make it to about 67.
It's dramatic, and 20 years, to put it in a global context, is enormous. It's the difference between the low-income parts of the developing world and the high-income world.
For example, it's about the same gap as the difference between Japan, which has among the longest lifespans, and India, which has one of the shortest. So what are the best and worst parts of the U.S.?
Highest life expectancies are in places like Marin County in California or Summit County in Colorado, communities that are well off and they're highly educated. The places with the lowest life expectancies are in the Mississippi Valley, parts of Alabama, West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and then some of the Native American reservations like Pine Ridge and Rosebud in South Dakota.
And there's no sign of the gap closing. In fact, it's going in the opposite direction. Between 1980 and 2014, the gap widened by about two full years.
With every passing year, inequality, you know, however you measure it, has been widening over the last 34 years. And so next year, we can reliably expect that it'll be even more than 20 years. And the fact that it's just getting worse, I think, is probably the most alarming part of the analysis.
The reasons for the gap are complicated, but it looks like the counties with the shortest lifespans just haven't made much progress fighting big problems like smoking and obesity. Other experts say the findings are disturbing. Ellen Mira studies health policy at Dartmouth. She says the trend could be another manifestation of the economic inequality plaguing pockets around the country.
One of the things we've seen in this country is that for some groups, their possibilities look worse than those of their parents, and that's after generations of always doing better than the previous generation. And in a situation like that, smoking relative to not smoking looks more appealing. You know, having a diet and a lifestyle that leads you to be obese looks more appealing than, you know, giving up, foregoing things.
Murray hopes his research will trigger new public health efforts to help more Americans live longer lives. Rob Stein, NPR News.